Griggs Recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, second hour is upon us, and we normally talk about the El Paso County Historical Commission. So let us do that. They have a meeting coming up in October.
That's right.
It's always the second Monday.
October 10th at 11:30 a.m., and it'll be held at the United Bank of El Paso del Norte, which is the downtown branch, located at 401 East Main Street. And if you want to get involved, call Bernie Sargent for more information at 915-581-7920.
And I think the next meeting is actually going to be at the Woman's Club, is it not?
Bernie, if you're listening, would
you Bernie, call
in?
Us up, because I think that the bank is closed on the 10th of October for a holiday, so there would be that. Let's figure this out.
Would that be Columbus Day? No.
I think it would be.
Yeah, okay.
Let's figure this out as we listen to the History Moment, which is written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today is about how the sport of auto racing, it disappeared in the 1940s in El Paso.
El Paso racing comes to a stop. By 1941, El Paso Speedway Park was the center for racing in the Southwest. Drivers from as far away as Dallas, Los Angeles, and Chihuahua traveled to compete at the racetrack in El Paso's Lower Valley. That same year, history was again made at Speedway Park. The local radio station KROD AM 600 began live broadcast from the Wednesday night races. As the season ended, racers saw a bright future, and the announced plans for the 1942 season featured more races and new classes of cars. But that plan, as well as thousands of others, were quickly discarded after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Stung by the shift of material to the war effort and the departure of nearly all the able-bodied men to the armed forces, auto racing became a mere afterthought, and many racers sold their hand-built speedsters for scrap. Of all the sports underway at the time of the United States' entry into World War II, none was more hard hit than auto racing. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
We got one more week next week to tell you people about where that meeting is going to be. So we'll work on this next week. I'm pretty sure it's over at the Woman's Club.
It is October 10th. I know that.
Yeah, it's over at the Woman's Club. Anyway.
Well, call Bernie and you can find out at
951-781-7920.
Oh, and also I think we need to clarify who the El Paso County Historical Commission versus the El Paso County Historical Society is.
Two different groups. One's a nonprofit.
Because we had the young lady that called in earlier that was wanting to know about the Historical Society. And this is the commission, which is... the commissioners are appointed by local county commissioners here, and they are a state agency that have been, you know, they're all volunteers. It's a state agency, so based on history. So this is kind of the difference, whereas the Historical Society is a private group.
Both organizations claim the idea of we need to help El Paso history and promote it, preserve it. Both groups do that. One is a nonprofit, and they do it in that fashion, and the other one is a state agency. And it just operated differently. All right, moving on to the history at hand. We have history at hand here.
Yes, we do. Also
and
history.
One guy who fills the room with his orangeness is Joe Gomez. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
That's a good thing, Joe.
Yes.
You got orange all over you because you are the minor guy.
And there goes the hat. Yeah. Yes, he has the hat, too.
Did you actually attend Texas Western?
I sure did.
Interesting stuff. You brought a guy with you named Daryl High. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Jackson.
Good morning.
Good morning, and great to be here.
And you guys are going to talk about the International Museum of Art. There is a major new exhibit coming from a guy who's passed away, but he left some interesting legacies. And one was this Humanga picture. How big is that picture of Don Haskins, a painting?
It's about 4 feet by 6 feet.
That's a lot of ink, and that's a lot of oil artwork.
Well, all his all of Philip Beheimer's, for the most part, every one of his pieces of art were all big. Very big, 4 feet by 6 feet. There's a series called the Artist Series, which are 7 feet tall, and those will be featured at the exhibit.
Now, this artist, tell us about this artist. Where did he come from?
Well, he was originally, he was born in Pocatello, Iowa, or Idaho. He was a art instructor at the El Paso Community College when he really started doing all of these large, huge paintings. And back in 82, 83, he had at the International Museum, he had an exhibit. People like Ginsberg, several people of the 60s era.
Did he do an actor of Kirk Douglas? Was it Kirk Douglas he did one of?
I've not seen that, but okay. I've seen a lot of the other ones that he did.
But you have 100 paintings coming to an exhibit.
His son Ken McGraw is bringing in this week over 100 pieces of his art that are in a warehouse. So it's going to be a phenomenal exhibit.
All right, let me put you on hold for a second, Joe. We have an answer to the question from Bernie Sargent. Good morning, Bernie.
Does he win?
Hey, Bernie.
Yes, indeed. At the Women's Club of El Paso, where the meeting will be.
On the 10th.
10th at 11:30 a.m.
All right, very good. Thank you. Is there anything else on your mind this morning? You're busy.
I wasn't done.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, Joe, how you doing, Joe?
Good, Bernie. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Belated happy birthday to you, amigo.
Thank you very much.
I also wanted to mention briefly, you know, we talked about folks in El Paso's history that have done so much to promote the heritage, culture, and arts. We lost one of those people this last week, Mary Ann Dotson. And she's left us. She's joined Chuck. And I'm sure right now they're looking down on El Paso and going, hey, we left a good, positive impression. So all of those people out there, and there's many of them that knew Mary Ann, keep her in your prayers. She was a great, great woman, and we'll miss her sorely.
Service is next Friday, I believe.
Yes, it is at 4 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church on Murchison.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for that, Bernie. And other than that, how's things going?
It's going good.
Okay, good.
It's going real good. Yeah, we're having a good time. Yeah, I just want to mention briefly, I just recently sent the TV over to Gate B6. You know, we've gotten a tremendous response over the artwork that we put up there a couple of years ago.
Excellent.
We put a TV up there, a 32-inch monitor, and I'm really proud to say that the Southwest Airlines site manager, contacted me, and he is so pleased. He said the people are just blown away by the more than 400 historic pictures of El Paso that are spooling on that thing. As long as the gate's open, they're spooling.
Well, you've been working on that for a number of years. I thank you very much. El Paso should thank you for the little detail known as Gate B6. It's a big detail if you're standing there.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to show off our history through pictures. Then also I'm working with Monica Lombrana, the airport director, about doing some artwork downstairs below where the escalators are, because they have art that they rotate out of there, and we've got some ideas, and she's all on board with it. So as soon as the Trost thing is completed downtown, we're going to probably move that display over to the airport. And so that'll be a phenomenal display, which, by the way, 10 o'clock next Saturday, we're doing ribbon cutting downtown, followed immediately by some foul play by the Six Guns and Shady Ladies to kick off the
Coast
and Tom Lee month.
Excellent stuff. 5817920.
You got it.
That's you. Thank you, Bernie. Take it easy. Bernie's involved in everything. So.
I know. I never see him.
And thank you for allowing him and empowering him to do so. Because that's the wife.
I allow him to do that?
Well, he does. He's going to do it anyway. You might as well say. You might as well take credit for it.
He's a free spirit. Let him run.
There he goes. Anyway, but we had to get that detail. All right, Joe, I'm sorry. We had to finish a detail we had there on the, where's that meeting anyway? And by the way, the County Historical Commission is a very interesting and now becoming dynamic crowd. They're moving things into the future, which I think is fascinating. And Bernie's been in charge of that for 12 years. It's a long time for that.
He's pretty historical himself. Yeah. 12
okay,
years.
Now tell me again about Philip Beheimer. How did he get involved to paint Haskins?
Well, let me back up a little bit. He came here in 1978 and started teaching at El Paso Community College art. Retired in 2004. Coach Haskins was going to be inducted in 1997 into the National Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. Adair Margo commissioned Philip to paint Coach Haskins.
Okay.
And then she was very, very nice enough to produce about 2,500 posters to give out when we had a big celebration for Coach Haskins. So that was just one of his paintings. And I love to talk about it because it's big, it's him. And I was totally mesmerized by the way this guy painted people.
It must have been dozens of times you sat there talking to Haskins, and he looked just like that.
Yeah, and he used to say, that isn't me. And I said, yeah, Coach, you're that ugly.
Yeah, yeah. And the picture's on Facebook now, if you want to go see what we're talking about. El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook has got that picture. Yeah. And it is formidable. And the fact that it's that big, because you gave it to us in a shot where it's inside the gymnasium, in the hallway going into the gym. And it just covers that whole space.
Four foot by 6 feet.
Oh my God.
I have it on loan at the Haskins Center. Special framing with fiberglass and plexiglass, and I thought that's where it belonged, and to give people an opportunity to see it.
Now, as of now, it's going to be in the museum?
No, it's too difficult to take down.
Oh, okay.
And what we're trying to do is to feature lots of other things that Philip Beheimer painted, and as I said, it's over 100. Paintings that are coming to this exhibit, including one called the Artist Series, which is some 7 foot tall canvas of his wife's Roberta process, or as she went through cancer. He painted a whole series on her as she went through the cancer. They're really, really impressive.
Oh, I bet.
The other one that, if I may, that's really important also is there are maybe 6-7 unknowns. So we're hoping that people that know that Philip painted them, that they come forward for the whole month of what we're going to be doing at the International Museum, the exhibit, because they are some people, they're phenomenal, phenomenal paintings.
And he's a large format artist, which is, you know, a lot of your portrait artists and such are people that do paintings. They're smaller. I mean, the Haskins is how big?
4 foot by 6 feet.
6 foot. Yeah. I mean, and it's hard to paint large format. It's not like you're just blowing up a picture. It takes a whole different style and art.
Well, he was a true treasure of El Paso. That really, I mean, there were not maybe within the artist area or folks they knew him, but
yeah. But not really outside of that.
No, and the gentleman died in 2013. I was able to reach out and find his daughter, and his daughter turned me on to his son. But he was an incredible, and you will see some of the work. I mean, he's done some work like Abe Lincoln, for example, mm-hmm. in different stages of his life that are wonderful.
And 100 of this guy's paintings are coming to El Paso.
They'll be here. They'll be up this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They'll be putting them up. And October 1st, everything is happening
October 1st. That's what I was wondering.
Right.
So, Daryl Hyatt, how many paintings have you ever hung?
Well, it varies. Most of them were hung. Sometimes there were some that were questionable and they didn't get hung. But probably in the thousands.
The thousands. So here you're going to do this again? Or you don't have to hang them this time?
No.
You direct it?
Right. No, I'm on the board now. I'm retired away from that. Though we did do, Prince McKenzie and I did a show just this past 2 months on the military uniforms and the history of some military people from El Paso in celebration of the month of July and the celebration of the country and 9/11, remembrance of 9/11.
And this is at the International Museum of Art, and I believe the address is at 1100?
1211.
Okay, 1211 Montana. Cross Street is Brown. Yeah. And so that's the museum, and that used to be a mansion.
Yeah, that was the William Ward and Iva Turney home. And it goes back. A short history would be that William Ward Turney was born in Marshall, Texas. They lived on a classic southern plantation that was antebellum south at the time. And then after the Civil War, that there was a major fire, and a lot of the storehouses, foods got lost. And so William Ward had to go to a normal school and he went to the Texas Normal School in Houston and then went down to Fort Davis, taught school a year there, and then met Iva Guthrie, and her father owned the 101 Ranch down near Marfa and Alpine in that area.
So that made him a Texan guy after a while.
Oh, yeah. He was, well, Marshall, Texas. I mean, he was Texas by birth and history, and became a lawyer, and Was elected Brewster County. He was the Attorney General for that area, and then came up to El Paso in about 1886. And
he partnered with Burgess, didn't he?
Yeah, a lot of people get the name twisted the wrong way. What happened is it was his law firm. He founded it, and it was Turney and Burgess. Mm-hmm. And though the Burgess family went on, and the Burgess House is now the seat of the County Historic Society. But the fact is that William Burgess, now they partnered up, and it was a 40-year law firm and had the major accounts, railroads and what have you. One interest in that, they also had Tilly Howard, which shows up in... As a client, mm-hmm. Yes. I'm glad you stated that way, Jackson.
Well, she could be a client, a provider of services. You never know what that...
But a good lady of the night had a good attorney. So.
Yeah, and the end of that story is that she contacted... William Ward Turney, wanting to send money to her aunt and uncle, who had adopted her after she was orphaned, but yet they kicked her out in the middle of the very, very cold era, and that, which put her onto the railroads, and she traveled the railroads for many years and went to South America with Captain Nemo.
Tilly Howard did all this?
Tilly Howard, yes. And then she ended up in El Paso with lots of money, and so she wanted William Ward, attorney, and William Burgess to anonymously, she had heard that the aunt and uncle who had been so coarse to her were having fallen on bad times, and they were going to lose their farm and what have you. And so she sent money anonymously, quite a few, it was like $5,000, $10,000 at that time to help save their farm.
What an offshoot of information that is.
She was an amazing lady. I mean, she was way beyond what a lot of people thought of the prostitutes. Yeah. In fact, I've been to the house where I've seen her incense burner from her house. And there's a lot of...
So you feel a kinship here, don't you?
I do. I think Tilly was an amazing woman.
You and your incense burner.
That's right.
And Tilly Howard. All right, we're going to move on here to something else called trivia.
Trivia.
Are you ready for trivia?
Somewhere.
Oh, give away something here. We got Pepe's food. We've got... what? You don't have trivia? You better find your trivia.
I found it. Aha.
Aha. Giveaway DVD.
Shuffling papers. Okay. Hour two, our trivia question for $20 in Pepe's food certificates or an El Paso Gold DVD is, name the El Paso lawyer who owned the Montana Avenue mansion that became the International Museum of Art.
Oh, what a coincidence. We just talked about that. Jeez, I wonder how they could get that question by calling some phone number.
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-500-1557. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-1557. That's 1-800-500-1557. 1-800-500-1557.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Way too often, when you need something for your truck, you find that what you wanted to spend and what you have to spend might as well be miles apart. Unless, of course, you let the professionals at Martin Tire help. That's right. Unlike the competition, Martin Tire doesn't guess at anything. Every Martin Tire professional at every store is trained and knowledgeable and ready to help you get the right tire at the lowest price for your light truck. Talking about
the right tire. Take a look at the Courser AXT by Mastercraft. The Courser AXT is a true all-terrain tire that delivers aggressive off-road capabilities along with confident highway control and wear in every season, and all with a 50,000-mile treadwear warranty. Sounds like you found your tire, right? Remember that budget you were thinking about earlier? Right now, you can get a set of four Mastercraft Courser AXT tires at prices that can't be beat. Seriously, you owe it to yourself and your truck to come in today and let Martin Tire show you what made them the Southwest's favorite tire dealer. Need tires? Think Martin.
Save time and money by downloading TrueCar's mobile app. Configure the new car you want, see what others paid for it, and get guaranteed savings. TrueCar users save on average over $3,000 off MSRP. Save time and money. Download the TrueCar app today.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we have a caller online here. We're going to get to her in just a minute. Just to let you know, it is sold out, the Motor Coach deal to Trinity site. They sold that sucker out up there, but go on your own. But if you want to go in style with the Alamo Gordo Museum people and get their bag lunch and pay them $70,
but you can follow the bus.
Forget about it. Go next year because they sold that sucker out. Anyway, enough of that. But what's coming and next week? We got people coming in here next week. October 1st, El Paso High School turns 100. The building, not the campus itself, but the alumni are in the studio to explain their history. They're also going to go for a Guinness World Record, and that's going to be how many people can they fit into their 12,000-seat stadium.
Wow.
And if it's more than 12,000, how's that going to work? I don't have a clue. Hour two next week, Casner Range. We've got Congressman Beto O'Rourke on the air, and we're going to talk about Casner Range and why to save it. There are ways to save it.
That's right.
And Beto's the key to that. October 8th, Peter Swarsbine's coming in here. He is a city rep. Going to hear about the trolleys. Mm-hmm. He's a trolley kind of guy.
Yes.
And also Hour 2 Concordia, what's happening on the 15th. But then when we get to the 15th, we've got the border legends are in here.
That's
Terry
right.
Manning's coming in. October 22nd, the Day of the Dead goes on, and that's on the radio. The event is on the 1st. And let's see, we got Heather Shade, Dean Tarango. October 29th, we got Ruben Escandon and the Crystal Ray crowd going to come in
it's
here and
be
tell
a
us.
Great thing.
Well, Crystal Ray is a huge piece of El Paso's history, even though it's in New Mexico.
I know.
So, what do you got?
Okay, what I've got is J. Hector Gonzalez was actually one of our listeners. He's on Facebook page, and he mentioned he was one of his students from Beheimer's students, and he talked about it. And he says he remembered when he transferred to the Trans Mountain campus, there were. Tons of his paintings on the walls in that campus. Do you suppose they're maybe still there? And then also I want to say hi to Katie Shores, who's in Anaheim, California, listening to us on iHeartRadio.com.
Yeehaw.
And she's my favorite adopted niece, what can I say? And she's not even from El Paso.
Well, yeah, we got actually
she
people listening across the country. There's a guy in Pennsylvania who regularly listens, and maybe even more. You never know. But they tell us on Facebook. That's going on. All right, we got a trivia question on going on here. We got Stella on the phone. Good morning, Stella.
Della.
Kind of sounds like Stella, but
I even spelled it for you.
Well, we got it now. You are now called Della officially, and therefore, Della, we have a question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Name the El Paso lawyer who owned the Montana Avenue Mansion that became the International Museum of Art.
Crummy.
No, that's wrong.
No, it wasn't Crummy.
We call all the lawyers old Crummy. But
I'm just going to say Conley.
No,
sorry about that.
I know.
But
I know.
Do you know the name? Oh, I got a question for you. Do you know the name of the mansion that the museum is in? We said it 400 times.
You know, my father nearly bought that mansion.
Do you know the name of it?
A year back, but I can't.
Tell us the name. Okay. Well, thank you for trying.
Thanks for listening, Della.
Call us next week, Della, and we won't try to change your name.
Take notes.
There's nobody else on the phone. Let's just tell them and we'll keep the food.
Yes. It is William W. Turney.
Turney.
And it's the Turney Mansion.
The Turney Mansion. And what they did was they – well, you were in the 60s in here, weren't you? Were you not
I came here in 1964.
Okay, so you missed it when they put that museum wings on, right?
Right. They did that in 59 and 60, right. And they modified both sides. They put the wings on each side. In fact, that somewhat was a problem for getting historic recognition because it significantly altered the outside of the house. The portico chair on the west side was removed, and the portico on the west side, and then the portico on the east side was removed. So it was a great thing to have the museum, and but in hindsight, it did alter the historic significance of that structure.
Would you like to answer the second trivia question?
Yes, William Ward Turney in 1909 commissioned Henry Trost.
There's the question. There's the answer.
Yeah, to design a house for him, and it took until they moved in 1909. But a lot of places you see that 1910 was roughly a finished time, and it was the largest house in residential. House in El Paso to that time in history.
Very interesting. All right, we got one more caller. We're going to go take a break after that. We got Melissa on the phone. Melissa sitting here. Melissa on the phone. Good morning.
Hi, Jackson. How are you?
Oh, it's Melissa.
It's
good morning, madam.
No,
good,
Melissa, good not Melissa.
What's on your mind, lady?
Hi, I was wondering, have you guys already talked about urban transformations?
We did.
Yes.
But you did.
Give us a headline and a website.
Okay. Headline, Urban Transformations, Visions of the Past and Future of Downtown El Paso. For more information, visit www.texastrost.org/events.
And that's all next Saturday, going to be a biggie all day long.
Yeah, that's from 10 to 2. We've got, we've got the artists, we've got coloring books, we've got free tours in English and Spanish. We've got a ribbon cutting ceremony at 10 a.m., Convention and Visitors Bureau at the Visitor Center. They're doing refreshments for everyone. We've got activities for kids. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Drinks are on the house. I just heard you say drinks are on the house.
Drinks are on the house, right?
You get another climate. Yeah, fair enough. Well, Melissa, thanks for ringing up. Next Saturday.
Oh, thank you, guys. You guys do an amazing job. I've got to go back to cleaning windows.
Have fun.
The
cleaning lady called us. How nice is that?
And I did put the Trost Society's website up, so if you missed any of that information, you can go to our El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page and click on the link.
Things are happening here. If people want to call us, they can do that, but they have to use their phone.
Oh, that was an interesting idea. 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
Not attorney paid spokesperson. Paid for by OpenJAR. Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Could your house go into foreclosure? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn? Then we have good news for you. Homeowner Protection Services. Homeowner Protection Services can help save your home, and they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Homeowner Protection Services now at 800-230-6116. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Homeowner Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Homeowner Protection Services now at 800-230-6116. 800-230-6116. That's 800-230-6116.
I'm Jamie Seminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I take great pride in my home, and I bet you do too. But our homes are more than just another asset. They're like another member of our family that we have to protect, which is why I created the Ring Video Doorbell, to empower you to take control of your home security. Ring lets you see and speak to anyone at your door with your smartphone and has been proven to prevent break-ins before they happen. And now we're making it easier than ever to monitor your entire property with our new Ring of Security Kit. You get a Ring Video Doorbell to keep an eye on your front door, plus a stick-up cam, the wireless, weatherproof camera that installs anywhere around your home for total home monitoring. The Ring of Security Kit is easy to install and alerts you to any activity around your property 24/7. It's time to step up and be the hero your home deserves with the Ring Home Security Kit.
For a limited time, listeners to this station get up to $150 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/radio100 now. Join the millions who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/radio100. That's ring.com/radio100.
You're not born knowing everything, but you can always learn. At Experian, we believe it's the same with managing your credit. With handy tools and answers about how credit works, you can learn to get better. Because credit isn't just a score. It's a skill. And we want you to master it. Go to Experian.com to enroll in Experian Credit Works today.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, we all showed up, and we're going to talk about El Paso Inc. What's going on this week only in El Paso Inc.?
The big news in a $250 million fraud case that started 9 years ago. The latest iOS case only in El Paso Inc.
And why Whole Foods is focusing on local products as it races to open its first El Paso store.
And it's a well-known incumbent versus a tough-talking challenger in the El Paso County Sheriff's Race. They talk crime, cost savings, and 12-hour shifts in our Q&A.
El Paso Inc. online at elpasoinc.com. Available for home and business delivery.
Call 534-4422 to subscribe.
Also, just to let you know, Celebration of the Mountains is going on. Check it out. There are hikes all over the place. You can get involved in that stuff and basically just search it.
Yeah.
The Celebration of Our Mountains.
It's www.celebrtmtns.
Load the whole thing in there. I mean, yes, if you got a computer, you probably know how to search by
now. Just Google it.
Yeah, Google these people and see what happens. All right, Joe Gomez is here. He's still exuding orange. I've got your microphone, though. You see, I've got the orange mic in there.
Right? I noticed that.
You wanted this microphone,
didn't you? He's sharing
the
orange.
Daryl Hyatt is here talking all things concerning the International Museum of Art, which used to be the Turney Mansion, was designed by Trost. We got that established.
Yes, we did.
We're done. And we each get a prize for the trivia. So yes. Moving on to Joe. Joe, what is this? You got the biggest painting of Don Haskins that ever existed, I'm guessing.
Yes, it is.
It's huge. 4 feet by 6 feet on display up in the
South Concourse of the Haskins Center.
Wow. So you can't move that thing out of there.
No. It's well secured, too, and pretty high. You got to be pretty tall to try to take that home with you.
But so that's the painting that started the conversation, and Philip Beheimer is the artist. Tell us the details. There's an exhibit coming up.
The name of the exhibit is called It's Just Paint, which is, I guess, one of the things that Philip used to say. It's just paint, but they're phenomenal, and you will recognize a lot of people that will be, you know, the paintings will be here, like Jonathan Winters.
Oh,
two great paintings of his, Allen Ginsberg, and then as I mentioned, one of the real treats is going to be, and we hope that some El Pasoans, relatives of or the people themselves, there's about, I believe, six paintings that are being called unknowns, and we are really wanting to have their names. It's very similar to the Casa Sola articles that UTEP runs all the time.
You really don't know who they are.
You really don't know who they are. Yeah. So we're hoping that a relative or the people themselves show up and give us the name so that the family can have a name tied in with that. Philip has a daughter named Heather. She's coming from Atlanta. Son Ken McGraw, who lives between Deming and Silver City. His wife, Roberta, was also an artist. So the following day, on Sunday, Ken McGraw is going to have an exhibit up in Silver City of his mother's work.
What dates are these?
October 1st is the opening night, next Saturday.
Saturday.
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, excuse me. And then the next day at in Silver City, it's kind of a family private showing, which probably will go on for a month or so. But Sunday the 2nd, up in Silver City, it will be a very private family showing of Roberta's paints.
Interesting stuff, because this is kind of like artwork that none of us really much knew about. Because didn't the gentleman, basically, he was a teacher and didn't really push this stuff?
No, he just, you know, spent a lot of time, you know, teaching art and teaching folks how his different methods.
And so this stuff is just stacking up in the garage or what?
In warehouse.
Oh, warehouse.
In a warehouse.
Yeah. That's amazing. There are a lot of artists that are like that. Yeah. They're not out to make, because, you know, artists want to make money. You had portrait artists, that's what they did. He just enjoyed his work.
It's all paint.
That's right.
He's a treasure of El Paso that I'm glad we're finally doing something for him. And as his daughter Heather said, Joe, we never had a memorial, so this is going to be a memorial, because we know a lot of his counterparts and contemporaries are all going to show up.
What time on October 1st?
The 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock October 1st, Saturday night.
Right, and we'll have Saturday. It up for a whole month.
Interesting. International Museum of Art, and the address?
1211 Montana Street.
I knew that, but I just want to make sure you knew
or
that.
Or Brown and Montana Street.
We're going to talk to somebody on the phone, and this would be Trish. Trish, good morning. We got you on the radio.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me on. I wanted to say that I also worked at Trans Mountain Campus for decades, and Phil Beheimer was such a wonderful human being. And one of the things that, you know, like, he brought Allen Ginsberg here. So, you know, we had one of the beat poets. I'm assuming this is like the middle to late 80s. I can't tell you for sure. But it was, you know, it was a fabulous event. And, you know, again, this is the kind of, like, hidden secrets, you know. So it's beautiful. So I really appreciate the museum pulling these out and getting them out to us. So thank you, thank you.
I think you have Joe Gomez to thank for some of this, because Joe, his other name is Instigator. He gets things done.
You know what? I'm really happy to know that, and I really appreciate it very deeply. So
thank you.
It will be great to see it, and a great tribute to Phil. And, you know, a lot of people who, as you say, spend their whole life, you know, helping others get it, you know. I would love to hear from some of his students over the next while, you know, to hear some of the ways he improved and changed their lives.
6 p.m. next Saturday night. Where are you going to be?
Well, you know what? I'm like stuck, because I also have Tom Lee, and we're doing the fashion.
Everything going
well,
on.
Well, we're on for the whole month, too. So,
yeah, I'm just thinking that maybe it could be like a hit and run, you know, like hit the museum and then run over.
Well, like Joe says, it'll be up there for a month, so plan it out. Very good.
But it's always nice to be there for the energy of that, you know, that opening. That is a really special moment. So I hope I can be there for a few minutes anyway.
Well, Trish, thanks for ringing up.
My pleasure.
You take her easy. We got lots of people out there who know things, and then she worked with the guy.
That's what it's all about. We put it all together here. I think it's great.
Very interesting. What else do we need to know about? Because you have, this is interesting, you got portraits of people, you don't know who they are.
Right. That's going to be.
Didn't you like turn it over on the back, and maybe they didn't write it down, huh?
Yeah. Well, like you said, these folks, we're really hoping family or someone comes in and identifies.
Can you publish those, the ones you're...
In fact, if you go to the thebeheimertrust.org, and you will get... There you can find the bio on him, and you can find it's only paint. And by the way, they're also on Facebook now. It's only paint. His daughter Heather posted up...
That's the page?
Yeah.
It's only paint?
Yes, so that we could kind of promote this exhibit, because... I think there is a lot of people that are going to be stunned, especially with the series on Roberta when she was going through cancer. There's about 5 or 6 paintings, very large, and he painted her as she was going through the cancer, losing the hair, using
the bandana.
All the details are phenomenal, and it'll be hair-raising.
Interesting stuff. That's the International Museum of Art, and it's Philip Beheimer, an unknown El Paso artist, kind of. That has an exhibit coming here. Major exhibit piece is the Don Haskins piece. Does that portrait have an exact name? I mean, this is the bear. No, I mean, they're all the bear, right?
Well, he never fit. He didn't fit into the unknown portion.
That's right. We all know who he is.
But, yeah, in fact, it doesn't even have a name.
I mean, it's not like Bear in Retirement bear won a game. It's just the bear.
Well, and what's an addition to how good Adair Margot is to our community, not only the arts, but Tom Lee and a lot of other things that she does. We had, when I was kind of helping her, we had Coach sign a couple of hundred. They're printed, they're numbered pieces, numbered prints.
Oh, cool.
So I have those, and I give one to different nonprofit organizations to raffle. In fact, I just took one down to the rescue mission. Okay. They're having a golf tournament on the 30th. They're going to have an auction. So I donated one of those numbered prints signed by Phil Beheimer and Coach Haskins. And the certificate of authenticity, I was there when he signed them.
Oh, cool.
And then he gave them to me.
Joe the witness.
So
interesting stuff. We're going to take a break and come back and wrap this up. But there's a lot of interesting history in El Paso. You got a thought or two?
I just want to tell you, everything we've been talking about, the exhibit and everything, I have put that on our Facebook page and a picture of our lovely guests.
El Paso and History Radio Show.
Radio Show, thank you. And also the picture of the painting of Don Haskins that Phil Beheimer did.
Interesting stuff on there. And take a look at it and send us a message there if you feel
that's
like
right.
it.
That's right.
Otherwise, yeah, just call us or not.
That's right. 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text LEARN to 42424. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text LEARN to 42424. Again, that's LEARN to 42424.
It's finally here. Our sold-out 2016 iHeartRadio Music Festival hosted by Ryan Seacrest. Live from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Brought to you by Macy's. Macy's presents your opening act at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Rising star winner, Los 5. For new music and exclusive content from Los 5 and other hot artists, check out M-Style Radio on iHeartRadio at iHeartRadio.com/M-Style Radio.
If your child has ADHD, dyslexia, high-functioning autism, or is experiencing frustration due to a neurological process disorder, Bridges Academy is still enrolling students for the 2016-2017 school year. Bridges is the only specialized school in the immediate Southwest that offers grades 1 through 9 with teachers who are specially trained to teach the way your child learns. Full or part-time enrollment is available. Call 915-532-6647 or go to bridgesacademy.org.
Experian wants you to be better at credit. While maxing out credit cards could hurt your credit score, you should keep unused cards open because it increases your debt-to-available credit ratio, which is a good thing. Go to Experian.com to learn more.
If you're ready to buy a new car, download the TrueCar app. Just configure the new car you want, see what others paid for it, and lock in guaranteed savings from TrueCar certified dealers. It's that easy. Save time and money. Download the TrueCar app today.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive,
Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, got a lot going on here. Here's another one to tell you about on October 23rd in Isleta. They're going to have an event down there where they're touring Trost buildings, the architectural presentations of the high schools and such. Ron Lyman has put this together for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And Ron Lyman is at 740-6829. 740-6829. And that's an interesting thing going on there. Also, we have got these guys in here for a couple more minutes. Adair, your hat's probably in the green room back in the back, I'm guessing. I saw it back there.
Okay.
Adair Margot just blew in again looking for her hat.
Back in.
Let's see, if she left her purse here, we wouldn't tell her where
I
it
know.
Was. We'd keep that. But anyway, Joe Gomez, the idea of history in El Paso, and also Daryl Hyatt. The International Museum, what?
Nothing.
The International Museum of Art has now become kind of a focal point because a lot of individuals have gotten together to care. That's a building owned by the city of El Paso. It's leased to this nonprofit group for like nothing a year, but they have to buy all the parts for the air conditioners and everything. And that's been keeping that board kind of busy paying off city parts. How are they doing?
Well, right now we're struggling, but we have such enthusiastic volunteers and board members that that see the need. Also, our membership, that helps every membership we get. And then we have people who rent the facility for weddings, for different galleries can be rented for the art shows of different artists.
An artist can rent a gallery for like a month?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Absolutely. We encourage that. And anyone, of course, that wants to donate or bequeath any items, and especially historic types of art and everything we're interested in.
You take cash, though. You'll also take cash.
Oh, yeah. Well, it always works.
Cash is king. What number do they call them and get involved in this? What phone number for the museum? I don't have it on top of my head. We're going to have to look that up because you don't normally call it.
Posted it on Facebook page, and I can't tell you right off the top of my head because let me get over here. Hold on.
Keep talking. But the International Museum of Art, it was originally the Turney Mansion. The city bought it, turned it in.
Please. What happened is William Ward Turney died in 1939, and Iva Turney moved to the Paso del Norte, and she donated the house to be a museum, to always be used as a museum.
To the city?
To the city.
Okay.
Well, there were three taxing entities that there was taxes owed to state, the county, and the city. And it was donated to be used, and I emphasize as a museum because there was a talk of other kind of uses for it, application, office building thing, and that's just, you know.
Oh, the mayor's house. You could put the mayor living in there.
Yeah.
But
anyway, so when the El Paso Museum of Art had the opportunity to move, and they moved their location, and they vacated that area, then I was with a group, Dean Miller, Tony Conde, Bill Rackesy, Bob Craig, George McBride, several people that wanted that to continue as a museum. And in 1999, everybody's dream to keep it going was realized. And Dean Miller was the main benefactor. If it hadn't been for the energy and resources.
She kept it going.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And she's a very, very modest person and deserves so much credit for
that. And she had to buy an air conditioner. I remember that part.
Oh, yeah. Well, the chiller, when we first went in there, chiller that cost about $600,000.
Yeah.
And many things we had to do according to contract, roofing, just all kind of things that had to be taken care of.
So the city sort of picked up a maintenance department out of this.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Phew,
absolutely.
But the museum is functional. Come support it.
Yes.
There's a donation box there. Come fill it up with something.
Yes, and there's
worthwhile.
No charge to come in, though, because we encourage it as El Paso citizenry's museum, but with great history. There's artists such as Woody Carumbo worked there at one time, and anyway, there's just a fabulous.
Isn't there a permanent exhibit on Mexican Revolution in the basement?
Yes, there is. Mario Parra and Bill Rackesy and myself in the background. But yes, you need to see that, and that was done way back in 2009, 2008. It was something that we wanted to do before the celebration of the
Mexican Revolution.
Right.
Well, and is Rackesy's Pancho Villa mask in there?
Yes, it is.
The death mask. Yeah.
You've got it. Okay.
Yes.
They used to be over at Radford School for some reason.
Well, he made a reverse casting. It was one of the three. See, at the time of the assassination, only three masks were made. One of them came to Radford. And so what Bill, when he was the curator of history at the El Paso Museum, he went and made a reverse casting of that mask.
And there's old Pancho sitting there looking at you, kind of dead. Oh, boy. That's weird. International Museum of Art on Montana.
And you can call them at 915-543-6747. And I posted that information on the Facebook page.
There's the phone number. All right, we're about out of here. Joe Gomez, your last thought. You got 30 seconds.
Daryl will probably know better than I, but just recently, to tell you what great people that are affiliated or have been affiliated with the museum, they recently, there was a donation made of $18,000 to fix the air conditioners. I don't know, Daryl, do you remember who that was that recently? It was a lady that donated the money to get the air conditioners fixed.
But that's the kind of thing you need help on, is the point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if there's some businesses in town that could give them some in-trade services, it would be wonderful.
And there are businesses that come there for their meetings, and that helps ever little bit.
Oh, it's a great place for conferences. I mean, it's a beautiful house. They got some great facilities there, and especially the weddings. I always think of that with that staircase.
And the Tiffany glass.
Tiffany glass,
And
yes.
I want to mention that the current director is Mitzi Curiarte, and we also our board members, Bob Peterson, and we've had Tony Cundy still on the board. He's one of the originals.
Next Saturday night. Is the biggie.
It is 6 o'clock.
October 1st, 6 o'clock. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in here. Joe Gomez.
Thank you very much.
Along with Daryl Hyatt. Thank you, guys. History abounds here. Melissa, will you come back next week?
I think so.
Let's do this again next week, shall we? Sergio in there, thank you. And Nona, thank you very much. Everybody else, the details are at ephistory.com. El Paso History Matters is at 7:30 on Saturday mornings. Take a look over there and see what you can do on that one. Everybody else, see you next week.
Hasta semana.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.